Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Still rocking after all these years, at least for now. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my, and by the way, that's not going to change. That's going to stay up there. My where my books are is jimblasingame.com. That's going to stay too. Jeffrey Zabar, Chief Home Officer, that's never going to die. Chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Roadtripmojo.com. What else, Jeff? The amazingly awesome Jeff.com. Is there anything else out there like that?
There you go. You know what? I got to tell you, GoDaddy makes a fortune off all the domains I hold. And that's, I got to tell you, that's something that we rolled through when, you know, goingsoho.com was the first domain I ever bought. Soho, big small office, home office. And, you know, we rolled through that as part of our sort of evolution as we watched what went on in the small business where it went from McDonald's or Coca-Cola or GM being near Toyota, you know, being the first and only to have domains. You know, what is a website? To the point that anybody can own it. And we help them understand that, yes, you can own that brand. And depending on how much you invest or time you want to invest, whether, you know, sweat, time or treasure, you know, you can make your own brand look as big, good as the big boys, big girls. So,
well, that's exactly right.
And we saw the change
because you know, my URL is from 97, and I'm not going to say that that was you know, that obviously wasn't the first one, but it was pretty darn early. and I still remember hiring somebody to build my first website. And in those days, Jeff, even in 99, when you and I first started talking together, only 4% of the country had broadband. Everybody else was on dial-up. That's right.
Yeah. Sound you'd always get when you're 1,200 baud modem.
And look how things have changed. And the thing that's happened, and one of the things you and I have talked about the most over the last 22 years, is how technology, digital leverage, how that has allowed us to increasingly have more control over what you said in the other, in the previous segment, how and where we work.
It truly defined how, again, back to that point, that work is a place, is a thing, not a place. So, you know, I remember you and I talking about a guy who I interviewed way, way, way back when, I know we've discussed it several times, the guy who I interviewed who had this new thing called a BlackBerry, and it allowed him to get his email on his mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And he was working at the Salt Lake City Olympics. He was a consultant there, a contractor. And he was, look, he wasn't running his business, but he was responding to email and taking phone calls.
Wait, Jeff, let me make sure we get the memory correct. I remember when you were reviewing a BlackBerry email machine, and then that came up with a BlackBerry phone, which you reviewed, and then they came out with one that had both of them. Remember that?
Went silent.
Do you remember that? You went from BlackBerry.
Oh.
You went from BlackBerry.
Jimbo.
Right? You there, Jeff?
Lost my connection.
Sorry about that, folks. We got, but I remember when Jeffrey had he was actually reviewing BlackBerry's phone. I mean their email machine, which it was just an email, and all it would do is receive email. And then they came out with a phone that didn't receive email, so you actually had to carry both of them. If you want to get a call and an email, you had to carry two phones. And then about a year later or so, they came out with a machine that actually did both of them. And you can so you wind up having one thing in your pocket that would do emails and phone, but it wouldn't surf. Now you couldn't go online. You couldn't go online, right, Jeff? Are you there? We're still trying to get Jeffrey back. And so anyway, this is how technology has changed, folks. And it's changed the way – it didn't change me or Jeff in terms of getting us on our own, but it sure did help us stay on our own. It sure did help us maintain our businesses and grow our businesses. And I think about what I've done here, what we've done here with our media company, with our show. When I think about that, I think about the fact that that somebody says, well, how many people would it have taken you to do this 30 years ago? Well, that number is not knowable because there weren't enough people to do. There would never have been enough people to do. Hey, Jeffrey, sorry about that. I was just talking about how technology has changed us. Last thoughts. I got 30 seconds, Jeff.
More it changes, the more it stays the same. We've seen a lot together. We've rolled through a lot together. We've been there for each other's changes, life cycles. As a business around us, it changes, but the humanity never changes. And, yep. I'm honored. I love you, brother. It's been an honor to be part of this and to wrap this up. And I'm glad it'll all be archived out there.
It will be.
In the Senate room when I got that award, Small Business Journalist of the Year. No indictments were handed down, but it's out there. So,
and I was there. I saw it. Hey, Jeffrey, I love you, brother. Take care of yourself. Thanks for 22 great years.
Be well.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back. That's all I've ever for myself.
If you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.